Maybe I love you, maybe I do. Maybe this feeling inside me is true.
Hi everybody, welcome back to 英语口语每天学。I'm your friend Ben. So today, we are going to learn another new slang, which is man and few words. 今天我们要学习的俚语是 man and few words. Actually, this phrase is used to describe someone who tends to be on the quiet side or a person who does not have much to say when they speak. 这个词组呢用来形容一个人比较安静或者当他们讲话的时候话并不是很多。This phrase is self-explanatory.这个词组需要解释就可以很清楚地去理解。It literally means what it says, which is rare for most phrases. 这个词组呢，通过字面就可以理解它的意思，这对于很多词组来讲都比较少见。Indeed, people such as myself don't have a whole lot to say about much of the time. 的确有的人像我，很多时候就没有很多的话需要去讲。Why?Well, there are a few reasons. 为什么呢？当然是有一些原因的。It could be due to feeling uncomfortable around others, being shy, or it could just be the style for how a person talks, short or to the point. 可能是因为在人群中不舒服，比如说害羞，或者仅仅是因为一个人的说话风格，比如他就是那种说话比较简短扼要的人。This phrase has been around for at least 400 years. 这个词组至今至少已经有400年的历史了。And unsurprisingly, its meaning has remained unchanged throughout the centuries. 并且意料中的是它的意思这么久以来并没有多大的改变。For example, a popular playwright known as Shakespeare uses the phrase in the play King Henry V from 1599.比如在著名剧作家莎士比亚1599年创作的《亨利五世》中就提到了这个词组 He hath heard the man a few words are the best man 这句话的意思是说他听说沉默寡言的人是最好的人 Sometimes man a few words are described in combination with another old expression that saysThey were men of action. 有的时候这个词组呢会与另外一个词组结合起来用即 men of action, 翻译为中文就是实干家。Indeed, while a man may not have anything to say, they can make up for it by what they do. 的确有的时候我们就可以发现当一个人讲话很少的时候往往他们就会用行动去弥补。OK, 举个例子比如说你有一个朋友已经相互认识有十年多但是他是一个沉默寡言的人这个时候你就可以讲 I have been friends with him for over a decade and I know him to be man in a few words but at least when he's funny when he does decide to talk 我与那个人呢已经有十年在一起做朋友了但是我知道他是一个沉默寡言的人但是当他讲话的时候我觉得他至少很幽默I've been friends with him for over a decade, and I know him to be a man of few words, but at least he is funny when he does decide to talk. Okay, guys, so today you have to remember man of few words, which means 沉默寡言的人. So that's all for today. Thank you very much. See you next time.